you're sad about being single, just remember that there's still a chance that you'll marry rich. Some of your friends are in love with and are married to poor men, and they'll never get to marry rich, but you can.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
The 19th of December is the day that most people break up, like it's the breakup day
today?
Of the year. Is today? Astrid?
I'm leaving you! Goodbye! I hear you're doing pickup videos.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving you. Listen, if they were good pickup videos, then maybe, but they're just bad.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
All you cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and Mrs.
Alien.
Claus, Kristen Joy Hildy, and alien. And an alien. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. Yes. I hope we're all getting geared up for the new year. I think that's when this is going to be released, in between Christmas and the new year. So, Merry Christmas. I hope you had a good one, and Happy Hanukkah and all that other good stuff. Chrissy, what is, you know, it's that time of year when the holiday parties are happening, right? We didn't have a holiday party because I'm sure it's a liability that we can't afford. We have a party in the studio every year. Yeah, I don't want to get anybody. We only have a few employees, and I don't want any of them to sue us. Not yet. We don't have enough money to be sued. What is the craziest holiday party activity that you've been a part of?
Oh, God. Let me think here. I mean, it was, you know, a couple of them rank up there back in media.
Yeah.
It had to be. I mean, I'm trying to think, too. There were probably some restaurant ones that were pretty wild.
Yeah, there was a couple of rented out restaurant ones where people really ended up. Oh, you mean restaurant?
Like when I worked in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, they used to close the restaurant, like the steakhouse that I worked at. They used to close the restaurant one night a year, but it was always in January. It was never in December because they couldn't afford to not have the revenue.
That's when your other parties are coming in. Yeah, no, I would have to say, I mean, it was media when, I mean, but every week was a Christmas party.
Yeah, that's
we worked at media.
I worked at that steakhouse. We should tell the story about the media Christmas party at the bowling alley too. But when I worked,
everything was dark. You know, you feel like you're in a casino because it's. I like that. I like the ship sound.
Thanks. When I worked at that steakhouse, they closed down the restaurant. They had this big patio outside. So everybody knew it was just going to be like a high time, right? Because it always was every year. Yeah. And this is before a lot of the companies started clamping down on the really crazy parties.
Right. Well, because...
because people were dying. Literally, people were dying.
They're just getting so hammered.
Yeah, they get so hammered. Then they make mistakes and someone has to tell HR the next day.
Yeah.
Oof. One year... they closed down the steakhouse, big old restaurant on the inside, big old patio on the outside, up in a mixed-use development where there wasn't a lot of traffic.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, but it was very pretty. It was very well lit, like Christmas tree in the middle, and the whole nine yards, and the whole mixed-use development had all these Christmas lights up that they'd keep up to like March, right? So, but it was very pretty up there. That's besides the point. We all had to then tend to the Christmas party because of course, they're serving food and booze. Someone's got to serve the food and booze. So we would all take turns on a shift, right? We would serve each other, and then some of us would get behind the bar, and then others would switch out when we wanted to. Chrissy, it didn't take an hour. First of all, everybody showed up completely smashed in the first place. The only reason why we're going to the Christmas party is because the one guy who dealt Coke inside the building was also going to be inside the Christmas party, and we knew that we had to talk to him before the night was out.
Yeah.
So it's setting up this bar outside, like on a table, you know. she's dead.
Crying. I hear somebody crying out there. One of your 15 children.
I know. She's teething.
And she's hearing us talk about the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. She's wondering.
Which made me, I would always feel that way the next day.
Oh, yes. The next day, the next week. The next week, the 30 of the morning. So I'm setting up this bar. People are coming. I'm starting to pour drinks. The party's just getting started. And I don't know why this happened, but...
Were you making your special old fashioned?
Oh, yeah. I was making an old fashioned. Muddled cherry, packet of sugar, straight whiskey, shake it on ice, and throw some vodka in there. That's my old fashioned. What's your old fashioned? Don't worry about the bitters or any of the other stuff that's really in an old fashioned. I faked so many drinks. People would ask me for something and I'd have no idea, especially when I first started bartending. I mean, I'd have no clue. Dirty martini. I made my first dirty martini. Do you know what I made it with? I always thought it was with, because I wasn't a drinker when I started bartending. I had just started drinking. I was only drinking beer. So when I first started bartending at Chili's, someone asked me for a dirty martini. I shit you not. I put sour mix and gin together.
Ugh.
And the guy never said a fucking word. He sat there at my bar and drank a gin margarita, essentially. And then the bartender, who was actually the bartender, had to tell me that. Yeah, but he's like, if you don't say anything, don't worry about it. He didn't say anything. He drank the whole thing. So I'm setting up the bar. Guy comes outside, like a loose friend, like a restaurant friend. He would be around, you know, at the bars and stuff. He was married.
Jim.
Yeah, Jim. Jim the bar friend, right? Jim the bar fly.
Uh-huh.
And he was married. It was that one couple in the restaurant that everybody looked up to because they actually had their shit together.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were married, at least for most of the time that I worked there, they were married. So he comes up and I'm pouring him a beer and he's like, hey man, when are we going to, you know, hook me up. You know,
he's got it.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. And he's like, you got any pills? And I'm like, I don't have any pills, but somebody's got pills around here. So,
what kind of pills?
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not the dealer, so I don't know why you're coming to me. Just go ask the guy who we know.
Also, who says that you have pills? There's so many different types of pills.
I don't think he cared. He was married.
Okay. He was this is my time.
He was in a restaurant relationship, and he was married, and she wanted children, and he was just fucking miserable. And he just was kind of a miserable guy anyway. But anyway, he was like one of those sad sacks always, you know, oofing around. I don't want to wait on table number four. I hate table number four. Go fuck yourself.
Kind of sweating a little bit.
Always sweating, balding. Dirty apron, wrinkled shirt. So he says this to me and I say, hey, listen, I don't know, but I'm sure at some point we'll all be partying and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
5 minutes later, his wife comes out, who never really liked me in the first place for whatever reason. But she's like, she comes up to me and she goes, Brian fucking Green, if you give my fucking husband drugs tonight, I swear to God, it'll be the last day you work at this restaurant. And I was like, whoa. What makes you think that I have any drugs that I would be willing to share with anybody else? First of all. Second of all, your husband asked me, and she goes like this, he did? And I was like, I thought that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And she's like, he asked you for drugs? And I was like, maybe, yes, I don't know. Chrissy, for 2 weeks afterwards, this guy slept, Jim, slept at the bartender's house because they got in such a row over me telling her that he had asked me for drugs that they just split up. Like, they separated for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
However, Jim got the last laugh because I did get Jim drugs that night and we were up for three fucking straight days. He didn't care. He's like, fuck her.
Oh, fun, bad times.
Now, yeah, you know, the holiday parties, they never end up well. You know, you always end up with some kind of regret. Like that bowling alley party, we all... Our fucking cheap-ass employer decided that even though we make $27 million a year in net profit, what we're going to do is we're going to rent out a bowling alley in the middle of Shitsville, Atlanta. We're going to rent out
in the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day. Noon. Yeah. Noon is when it started.
Noon.
I remember because I was like...
Well, you and I went together.
We did. And we stopped at the fucking grocery store and bought some Bud Light because we were like, we'll probably have to cab at home, but at least we'll have a case of Bud Light. We go to this party. It's everybody's just standing around. They only rent, by the way, they didn't even rent all the lanes. They rented like four of the lanes.
Yeah.
For 280 people. There's four lanes going on. It's dark like a casino. You have no idea what time it is. Everybody's smoking cigarettes. It's just basically imagine the shittiest casino in all of Las Vegas, which I've stayed at, by the way, for a podcast conference. Imagine the shittiest Vegas hotel you could ever imagine on the inside with a bowling alley.
People
that's where
were slipping, you know, when you get up too close, you go yes. past that line.
They were sliding all the way down.
Yeah, balls were being thrown into the next lanes.
And anytime you get a fucking drink ticket when you walk in the door, you know it's going to be a shitty-ass party. I just got to say that right now. Stop with the drink tickets. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I realize you're trying to control how much people drink, but it never works.
No.
Because the people who
somebody
really
who's got the tickets is always going to
that's right.
give you more. Of
well,
them.
If you remember, it was our HR director. But, you know, you could always just rub her back a little, you know, just pat her on the back and she'd give you a couple extra drink tickets.
Yeah. Or you could just buy your own drinks. That's the thing, too.
I don't think it took us like 40 minutes. I don't think it took me.
People were
like,
smoking weed out in cars out front.
Everybody had blow. It didn't take me but 45 minutes to figure out who had the blow and how much of it they're willing to give me. I mean, it was like a total shit show. So now I'm walking around this dark bowling alley, paranoid and not having the ability to get more drinks because I'm out of drink tickets. And then the big announcement is going to be made here at this particular party. You know what the big announcement is going to be? Our new morning show guy is going to show up. And he's going to be, he's a big wig. He's getting paid a couple $1 million a year.
I had never even heard of the guy before that.
Either did I. But, you know, I was a celebrity ball sucker. So I was like, hey, nice to meet you. My name's Brian. And he's like, hey, nice to meet you. My name's Pluto Tujud. And I
was everybody's like, he's a big deal. He's a big deal. He was on The Biggest Loser. And like, he did, you know, our celebrity.
Celebrities.
Slim Club.
Slim Club. Yeah,
slim
Celebrity
down.
Weight Club. Celebrity Weight Loss. I don't know. That was his claim to fame. He also did those like comedy country songs.
Yeah.
And then he was a morning show guy in like Tallahassee or something like that.
Yes.
But he was moving up to the big market. They're going to pay him millions of dollars. This is his big red carpet rollout at the fucking, you know, bankrupt bowling alley in Shittsville, Atlanta with 4 out of the 30 lanes rented. You know, drink tickets. And this guy made quite the impression at the party. It didn't take him, I don't know, let's call it 20 minutes before he had sexually harassed at least 5 people, including me. It was really weird. Mm-hmm. He came out hot right out of the gate. That guy, he was very nice, by the way, at least at that party.
Yeah, he was very nice to me. He always was nice to me. He was on the station that I was selling. So I did get to know him, but not in an intimate way.
Oh, you didn't?
Like, some other people that
some other people that we know just takes she's a liberated woman, Chrissy. She takes it where she can get it or where she wants it. And Cletus T. Judd was there willing to give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Cletus lasted exactly 3.5 months.
Yeah, he
at the
did
radio
not
station.
Last long.
No, he didn't. Well, you know, I bet one of the requirements of actually being a morning show host is to show up for the morning show. That's you got to show up in the morning for the morning show. You know what I'm saying? I think that was becoming a problem.
I would have hated to ever have those morning show gigs because you had to wake up at like 3.
I dreamed about it for
4
years.
In the
I know.
Morning because that the show goes on from 5. It was what? 5 to 9. 5 to 9.
Yeah, but you had to be there at like 3:30 because you had to do all the prep.
Oh.
Because it was a daily show and they were always prepping, always prepping. It was a hamster wheel. Like, we think this is a hamster wheel. At least we can take a break when we want to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There you're on the clock all the time.
You've got to be on every morning early.
I know.
I'm just not a morning person, so that's
No. We get started. We say we're going to record at 11:30.
Like, funny and joking.
No.
Like...
Well, here's the thing. I got to go through a cycle.
Before 7 a.m. at least.
Before 7? Before 1 p.m.
Yeah.
I feel like I just want to take a nap.
Yeah.
Because I have to go through the cycle. I get up. I'm groggy. The kids are yelling and screaming. Yeah. I got to have my morning press conference in the shitter. And then with the kids. And then I got to drink a cup of coffee. And when I drink a cup of coffee, then I'm just a little high from the coffee.
Right.
So I don't feel like I want to be funny. I feel like I'm a little edgy. And then I have to come down from the coffee high. And then I'm prepared to come and talk behind the microphone.
Do you have like a little morning routine too where you open up the, or is that Astrid, where you open up the blinds?
I do.
The shades.
That's
and
me.
The whatever.
Yeah.
That's you.
I get right
I
out of bed.
I do it too.
Yeah, I get right out of bed.
I go
first thing I do is
too.
Open the curtains.
Yeah, it does make me feel better.
I feel,
unless it's raining and then I close them back and go to bed.
Well, when it's raining, I love it. I love a good rainy day. I don't like when they last for like 7 days in a row, but like 2-3 good rainy days, you know, rainy, cold.
Yeah.
I like that because I feel like I just want to stay
hibernating.
Yeah, hibernate.
Cocoon.
I get up, I jump out of bed, I grab my glasses, I open the curtains, I open the shades, I snort a little bit of cocaine, I take my Viagra.
I have a funny story about the glasses, but we'll get back to it.
And then I quickly hustle down in my underwear, down all the way down the hallway, And then someone hears me coming, whether Astrid or the kids, and they open up the refrigerator door because they know that my dinner is sliding through me. And as soon as I see that coffee, it's going to hit acceleration point, right? Yep. And so then I just run back to the bathroom. I close the door really quickly. But, you know I got a good 2 or 3 minutes on my own before the morning press conference starts. So I take advantage of those 2 or 3 minutes to look at my Instagram with all the hot bikini models.
Nice. Yeah.
What about glasses?
Well, so I have to ask you this. When you travel, do you take an extra pair of glasses in case something happens to your current ones?
I do.
You do. That's a good job. Yeah.
I learned that
Chef
lesson.
Yeah. We have not mastered this.
You gotta do it.
So we went out of town a couple of weeks ago and we were at one of his many music
festivals, concerts.
It was in Asheville. It was the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam. Yeah. Anyways, I have had some family tragedy recently, and so I was there, but I was not at the show.
She was there, but her head wasn't there.
Yeah, I was in the hotel room taking a bath and crying.
Good for you.
With a bottle of wine. So anyways, Jeff tells the story when he comes back and he's like, oh my, well, he's texting me first of all too. And he's like, oh my God, my glasses. He said that somebody came up and gave him like a big bear hug.
And his glasses flew off?
His glasses flew off at the show, at the music festival.
Yeah.
Concert that's happening. Both lenses popped out.
No way.
So he said, he's like, and he's talking to my best friend Mary at the time there, and she's like, oh my God. And she didn't quite get what was happening. So he grabs the frames, picks them up, and puts them on, and there's no lenses.
No.
And so he said, oh my God, you know, and he told Mary what had happened. Mary's clearing the floor like, everybody get away.
Yeah, because every concert goer wants.
Everybody get away. He actually found the lenses.
Wow.
And was able to pop them back in. But that is the second time that something like that has happened to
him. You got to carry extra glasses.
I've got to have the extra glasses. So
you got to have.
Made me think about it.
Extra Percocet. Muscle relaxers, Xanax. You got to have extra toothpaste. You got to have all those things and an extra pair of glasses.
I need to
put
that on our packing list because we have a packing list.
Okay, put that on your packing list. Extra pair of glasses. He's got to go get an extra one.
Yeah.
Real quick, the whole reason why I ask about this holiday parties is because I didn't think they were doing holiday parties very much anymore because of all the liability that go along with companies. But that's not true. There's holiday parties going on in the Taco Bells of your local neighborhood. Did you know this?
I did not.
Did you read this story?
I did not.
Okay, byline. She walked into an employee orgy instead of a Christmas company party. First of all, how fucking freaky are those Taco Bell people getting? God damn, guys, I didn't know.
I mean, if you're working there.
I know. Yeah. I go up to this Taco, I drive by that Taco Bell. I've had Taco Bell in years, but I go up to the, I drive by that Taco Bell. I see all those cars lined up, and now all I can think about is like someone getting it in the ass. Okay. Usually your company Christmas party is an opportunity to mingle with your coworkers.
Well, they've got that cheese.
Oh, they do. The cheese dip.
Slide.
Yeah.
Well, easily.
That makes me want to throw up just thinking about that melted cheese. Listen, I like Taco Bell.
I just ordered it like a couple of months ago. I was like, damn, that was good.
That actually sounds good right
it
now.
It was good.
I couldn't, you know what? I found which snack I
it
want.
Was
I want
good.
Taco Bell.
Yep.
Usually your company Christmas party is an opportunity to mingle with your coworkers and celebrate a successful year coming to a close. But one former Taco Bell employee got quite the surprise when her restaurant's own holiday party turned out to be an orgy. A new lawsuit.
In the Taco Bell.
New lawsuit followed in the Los Angeles court alleges that in December of 22.
Like, at least take it to the Motel 6 down the street.
Like, if you work at a Taco Bell, can't you rent out the local bowling alley? I mean, come on. Damn. All right. So this lady, Alana, was invited by her supervisor to a holiday celebration at the Taco Bell location where she was working. It was meant to be a potluck. So she made guacamole for the occasion and brought it in a bowl from home. First of all, who makes fucking guacamole to bring to a Taco Bell?
That's not. No.
You bring like fried rice or something. Yeah, come on. Get it together. All right. When she arrived with her sister and her sister's partner, they discovered that the supervisor had covered the windows of the restaurant with wrapping paper. She indicated that that was already a red flag. You don't fucking say. She also noticed that they covered the cameras in the lobby inside the restaurant. Her supervisor is accused of giving alcohol to the employees, resulting in several of them being, quote unquote, over-served. That's a nice way of saying you're fucking hammered.
Mm-hmm.
At around midnight, she was standing outside socializing
also,
for a bit.
Also, it makes it sound like you're not at fault. They over-served me.
Yeah, they over-served. Yeah, I love how people love to take responsibility. I got over-served. You know how many people who I've met have DUIs and said, I got over-served? Yeah. You got over-served. You can't control yourself, you asshole. I got a DUI too. You know what? Was my fault, 1,000%. I over-served myself.
Mm-hmm.
At around midnight, she was standing outside socializing for a bit and was shocked, disgusted, and outraged by what she saw when she walked back inside. A coworker was having sex with his wife in front of everyone at the party.
Uh-huh.
She claims a woman was bent over and kissing two separate coworkers. Whoa! Holy shit!
Damn.
She ran outside to gather herself after stumbling into the scene. To gather yourself. You've never seen people having sex? Come on. This is a little overdramatic, I think. Okay, so what did you expect at the Taco Bell holiday party? I mean, honestly. She ran outside to gather herself after stumbling into the scene. When she went back inside to get her guacamole bowl.
I wouldn't be going back in.
No, but now, she went inside to get the guacamole bowl, the most disturbing part of the story happened. She realized that someone had vomited in her guacamole bowl.
That's the most disturbing part?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, listen.
I don't know.
Listen, I walk in and my coworker's giving it
gone.
To his wife. Yeah,
no, the
bowl's
bowl
gone.
Is gone.
But the
you should have never gone back in.
No. You don't. You know there's jizz in the guacamole. You know there's jizz in the guacamole.
Yeah, that guacamole's tainted no matter where it is. It could be totally across the room.
Absolutely.
It's the whole bowl's gone. Everything's tainted.
Because you know that guy that's pounding his wife over the Taco Bell table while it's wrapped in fucking Christmas paper? You know that guy can shoot ropes. He can shoot loads like across the room. Because it takes a big set of cojones to go fucking your wife at a Taco Bell Christmas party.
I mean,
not only that, but you're also having a threesome with somebody, including the supervisor.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
It sounds like he was prepared, too. He had put the wrapping paper up.
She had put the wrapping paper up.
She had put the wrapping paper up and covered the cameras.
She knew what
this
was going
to
go
planned.
On. Yeah, this was going to go on. We did this a couple times at the Trattoria. Get me a bottle of Chianti Classico. No problem, Tino. And then when you leave at midnight tonight, I'm going to drink from midnight to 3 and invite the other bar over. We invited an entire other bar when they closed over to the bar that
that's
had
you
been
do.
Closed.
You combo. Yeah. You combo.
Yeah, you combo. Yeah, you're essentially just breaking and entering is what that's called. But you know what? It was a different time back then, kids. Don't try this at home. Here's a piece of advice from Brian. If you get married.
Well, actually try it at home, not at the Taco Bell.
That's right. Bang your wife and your Taco Bell supervisor in your apartment.
Yes.
Don't take it back to the Taco Bell. First of all, have you ever been to a Taco Bell? Have you seen the people that eat there?
As many napkins as you want.
Oh, my God. Chris. Fire sauce? I'm put fire sauce all over that pussy. That good pussy. Ooh, I got that fire sauce.
Good.
Give me that cheese dip over there. That Taco Bell cheese dip. All right, let's take a break. And then we're going to be back with a video, Chrissy. A video breakdown. I have not seen 1 minute of this video. The title alone enticed me and said, screamed commercial break all over. I can't wait to show it to you. More disturbing stuff coming up after the, after this break.
Hello again, my little podcast pals. It's Christina, and I am just here to remind you once again to go on over to tcbpodcast.com because that is where all of our episodes live. Want to get involved with the show? Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3. If you don't want your voice played on the show because, look, I get it, I'm only here under duress, you can text us instead at 855-TCB-8383. And as always, please remember to go follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And also, don't forget about our precious little YouTube channel, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. I promise those videos are worth your time. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and then we'll get back to whatever they were talking about.
Hey, everybody. Wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Factor. Okay, do you want to know what the single biggest challenge for me as a single person was? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking nutritious meals. Do you want to know what the biggest challenge for me as a human with 25 to 60 family members living in my house? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking a nutritious meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's a big stress point around here. And since I don't really know how to cook, that stress often falls on other family members. But this holiday season, we're going to try something different. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help us fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to our door. Because Factor's never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, all you have to do is heat and enjoy. You can choose from over 35 weekly flavor-packed, fresh and never-frozen meals that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences. And guess what? It's all delivered right to your front door. With Factor, we can be assured that we're making sustainable choices. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices. Hey, look at that, a company who's trying to do some good. So head to factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and use the code commercialbreak50 to get 50% off. That's code commercialbreak50 at factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and get 50% off. We also want to thank Factor for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
All right, this video that we're going to break down, I honestly have not watched a minute of it, but the title, I spend so much time on the internet, I'm not faked out by clickbait, but this is clickbait.
Yes, you are.
And well, sometimes I get clickbait.
Everybody. You know.
Yeah, well, that's why they
Except
make the titles
ones where
interesting.
They do like the weird, you know, those crazy ones when you're scrolling through a story and then it has like, look who Taylor Swift dated now. And
it has
a weird picture.
Yeah, it's
people.
A weird picture. And then you click through and then you have to click through again and then a third time. It's all just the banner ad farms, I think is what it is. But this video on YouTube had me going from the moment that I read the title. It's got millions of views, millions and millions of views. It's put out about a year ago. It's my fiance reacts to me picking up other women. He's a pickup artist and he has a fiance and he's doing his thing. And she is reacting to it. Let's find out exactly what is going on in this relationship because it's just too fascinating to turn away, Chrissy. You ready? Oh yeah, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Let's figure out what's going on with these two.
How? Excuse me? Why don't you look at me like that?
What up, guys? Welcome back to another video. Today, I'm here with my fiance, Megan, and she's going to be reacting to my best pickup lines of 2021. Obviously, as you can imagine, we're engaged, so I
can't imagine, actually, why this beautiful woman is engaged to you. I already don't like the mustache, but I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt here, Chrissy.
Yeah, let's let it roll
for a minute. Yeah.
Your job. I got to pick up girls, and I don't think we've ever like watched any of these really together.
I haven't. Like a lot of times I'll watch your pranks and I think they're funny, but I don't typically watch the pickup videos. I just, it's not of interest to me to see that.
Why? That's weird.
I don't know. It's a good thing.
I actually get a ton of comments that are like, what does your fiance think about this? Like, how does your fiance like react to this? And we're going to find out today. Do the honors.
As if they have never talked about this before. Yeah, as this is a fresh reaction.
Yeah.
And why do you need to do this for a living? What I have to find out more about this guy. Don't know the first thing about him.
Okay, you want me to play?
Play it.
This is my new boyfriend, though.
It's my new girlfriend.
I actually have seen this intro, and I was like, excuse me? We were for sure dating at this time, so that was...
Awkward pause as his brain rattles. I can't imagine why you would be putting your fiance through this. Can you?
Well, how many views do they have?
2.5 million. Chrissy reacts to me having Taco Bell sex. That's the next clickbait video I got.
Cool. Go ahead.
See, it's that easy, guys. That's all you have to do.
It's that easy, guys.
Okay, so what you're not seeing is that there's a little box in the corner. Obviously, he's made some videos that have made him pretty popular. And he's on the beach, and there is a very attractive young lady in a bikini that only can be described.
I guess she's very attractive, but she looks like she's maybe 12. I don't know.
The box is so small.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's got tattoos. Okay. So you assume that she's at least 16.
Okay.
Which is terrible. But we also don't know how old he is. But she's an attractive woman wearing dental floss as a bathing suit. But there you go.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry about that. What's your name?
Lucia.
Lucia. Oh, nice to see you.
Number one, just appreciate the fact that your fiance can pick up girls while looking like a moron.
Yeah, there's nothing that I imagine your fiance or your future mother-in-law enjoy more than you randomly strolling up to beautiful women and trying to get them on a date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something you talk about at Thanksgiving dinner for years to come. Wait till you have kids.
I actually do remember seeing this one too, and I was like, kind of glad that she said no, because she's super cute.
Well, she did say yes, so.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, maybe you haven't seen it, so.
And he's got to show off in front of his fiance. He's got to let his viewers know that, in fact, he did get to pick her up.
So he's rolled up to this girl and kind of stumbled over. I think he's on rollerblades, maybe. Yeah. And he's kind of stumbled over next to a beautiful woman named Lucia.
Lucia. That is a beautiful name, actually.
It is.
And his fiance is super hot. What is this guy doing? Stop it. Stop it already. Go get a day job. God damn. The only reason
we're saying that.
What's that? Yes, we're saying that because I have a super hot wife, but she's the one who started it. So I get to call bullshit every time she tells me to stop.
I remember what it was.
I also don't pick up women on this channel because I don't have the ability to do that.
It was a little bit standoffish to you.
Nope.
Yes, she was.
Nope.
You think I got these knee pads?
Yeah, it's really cool.
No big deal.
It's really nothing.
So we blading this weekend, or what's good?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, okay.
She said, yeah, I don't think so.
She can't ride a bike. She can't ride.
And did he give her his phone to put her number into it?
Yes,
putting a fake number in, and that's the way you do it.
Of course. You know how
many? That's the way you do it.
How many times I got that phone number where you call and it's like, you know, joke's on you. She didn't want to date you.
Yep.
Yeah. Roller skates. Okay.
Well, I'll teach you. I'm pretty good, so. Alright, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay.
Knew it.
He said, I love you, and she said, I love you too.
He's ridiculous.
He's not standoffish at all. So.
Said she loved me.
Gave me the number.
And I had a helmet with spikes on it and knee pads.
I thought you were pretty cute.
I don't understand. Would you tolerate this kind of behavior from Jeff? If he had 2.5 million views, maybe.
No.
But I also can't imagine Jeff ever going up like that, talking
Jeff
to a woman.
Would never do this.
Jeff's more of the, he's more like a fly trap. It just sits there and the flies come to him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm more of like, I don't know, like a bull in the china shop. I run around and hope that something doesn't break. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, sorry about that.
Are you good?
The music.
What is your name?
Ariel.
Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hi.
What's up?
Why don't you look at me like that?
Oh my God. So here's the next setup. He's passing this girl, another beautiful young girl, and he trips and falls like a pratfall, and then she asks if he's okay, and then they start this conversation, but he is staring at her hard.
Shut up.
I think I just fell in love with you, kind of.
What do you want me to just walk into the kitchen every morning and be like?
Yes.
What is your name?
I think I just fell in love with Ariel.
I think I'd be able to swallow this a little bit better if anything they were saying was actually like funny or interesting.
Yeah. I know. Once again, the girl that he's picking up looks like she's 12.
Yeah, these girls are really young. Where is he picking these girls up at? The middle school? I'm not sure.
She's got a backpack on.
I know.
Class just let out.
Yeah, class did just let out.
I see. That's a phone.
That is a phone.
This is one too.
Okay. You want my number?
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, I don't want pets, but.
You know what? Sure. 444-4444. Yeah.
I just had to do something real quick.
Once again. Girl with a backpack at school.
Yeah, these girls do look a little young, don't they? But I mean, he also looks young too, to be fair. Like, what do you think he is, 22?
With the mustache?
Well, I know people who grew mustaches at like 9 years old.
And why does his shirt, the back of his shirt says obey, obey, obey?
I don't know. I bet it has something to do with Brandon. I don't even want to get into
it. Oh my God.
Fun cheesy.
Yes, whatever. He is a cheese ball.
Fun fact about this girl. Right. There was another YouTuber who was filming, not going to name who, went up to this exact same girl, did a pickup line, asked for her number, and she said no.
This poor girl getting hit on by these...
Yeah, by these YouTubers. First of all, is there like a college out there or a high school where all the YouTubers go to pick up women? I'm not really sure. And dude, you're bringing sand to the beach, bro. You got a beautiful fiance and she deals with your shit. I would absolutely pay attention to the girl that's right next to you.
Yeah. She says yes to you.
No!
Yeah, you're just way too hot, so I had to... cool you down.
Thank God.
What's your name?
Casey.
See
ya. That's a brilliant concept.
What do you got to
Not as good as the other names, Lucia and Ariel.
For sure. And he, so this girl, instead of a pratfall or a stupid rollerblading trick, you know what he did? He brought a fan with him, and he said, you're so hot, I have to cool you off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You have girls with a fan? That's funny.
Just gonna keep this going. So your hair looks magical, blowing in the wind here.
How's it working?
Thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's actually charged by our love. So yeah, that's how I keep it going.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Actually charged by love.
I should have watched this before we reviewed it because now it's just really sad.
It's bad.
Now I'm feeling sad about this.
This is like cheese to the max.
Yes.
I don't think I like this one.
Have you ever seen one of these before?
No.
Okay. It's a cellular device. And the only way it can function is if it has your number.
Wow. I think we're going to have to skip through this one because this is just a little...
Yeah, it's just bad.
It's bad.
It's just bad. And it's bad. It's hard to believe that... I think these girls feel more pressure to give a phone number. They're probably not giving their real phone number. You know,
no,
the guy's
I've done
handsome
that
and everything.
Yeah.
You just feel pressured, right?
Yeah.
It's like, poor guy, he's trying. So let me just put the 444, 4444.
Yeah.
1-800-YY3000!
Too cheesy.
Too jealous? All right, cool.
No, not jealous at all.
No, if you're jealous.
No, just a little too cheesy for my liking.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, for sure?
Yeah.
Not really.
Do you know, somebody just asked me, do you know what this is made out of?
There is a, now this is the fourth girl. Okay, now Chrissy, I'm with you on this one. All these young ladies look really like young ladies. Yeah.
God? Boyfriend material?
was that like a joke?
Yeah. What's your name?
Catriel.
Steven.
You can just
Catriel.
Tell.
Like,
Catriel.
Okay, well, we've got another interesting name.
So he had Ariel, Catriel.
Lucia.
And
Casey.
Back then, I was a lot more like, nervous and
you're like slower and more meticulous with your words, but now it just flows.
That was awesome.
Now I just don't give a shit. I'm like, you like Pop Tarts? What's
well,
good?
Now you're engaged, so you don't really care.
I was wondering if I could get your number. I didn't see you.
Sure.
Cool. What are you up to?
Sure. What are you up to?
Yeah, what are you up
well,
to?
Well, I'm standing here talking to you, having to deflect this.
I'm having to have this very strange interaction in the middle of my high school with this adult that's YouTube video. First of all, second of all, he just made fun of her voice. Dude, why are you, you're, okay, don't get it. You missed the mark on that one. Why are you making fun of her voice? I don't get it.
What?
Oh, he's got a phone, like an actual phone.
No, I dropped my iPhone. This is like, my grandma's phone.
I'm
with a cord.
What's that?
With the cord.
He's got an actual corded phone.
Believe that. Like, this clearly is not a phone that would work wirelessly.
Apparently, her. But the funny thing is, when I filmed this, I had Cam.
Called them
on their cell phone. Which is genius, my
You don't happen to have a shovel, do you?
I don't.
You don't? Oh, okay, I was only asking because I'm really digging you.
Oh my God. He's walking up to women that are laying in the on the beach tanning themselves. I think women laying on the beach tanning themselves are like universally just off limits. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like why would you bother somebody?
I would be like, "Can you move?"
Yeah, I'm trying to get some sun here.
My son.
I'm trying to get a third degree burn so that I look better, so I can go back and burn some more so I can look even better than I do now. Could you please move away from my son? Thank you.
Nice to meet you. I know, but you should hear what
I agree.
On a regular basis, it's a lot worse.
It gets
worse. Yeah. So I'm gonna have to get your number.
You're gonna have to.
Yes.
Oh,
so.
Shoot. Well, if you have to, I mean, I guess I don't really have a choice. What is that?
Oh my God! This is the tiny phone era.
So is that like it wasn't like 4 months ago?
I know.
Tiny phone era. So long ago.
I remember he like showed me this on Amazon or wherever you got it. And we were like so excited the day it came in the mail. We were testing it out, like trying to get it to call people and...
Never got it to work.
I don't think I ever actually saw this.
I forgot about that tiny phone thing.
Was there a tiny phone era? They had like tiny phones?
It was
like,
tiny. It was
actual
stupid.
Working tiny phones?
Yeah, it was stupid. I don't
know. Oh, really? You know what else is stupid? I think this video is stupid, actually. Yeah. It's kind of lame. Okay. Last time I trust my own judgment on what's going on.
Let's take a we were going to do a Frankie B.
We were going to do a Frankie B, but you'll have to wait until tomorrow's episode to do that. But we'll be back. We still got more here on this episode. Let's take a short break and we'll be back.
Okay, Brian, shh. Let me give the people what they want. Our social media handles. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. If, like all my Hinge dates, you are thirsty for more, give us a call and leave us a message at 626-ASK-TCB3. Or send us a text, no sexting please, at 855-TCB-8383. And, of course, go to TCBpodcast.com to see everything there is to see. Now let's hear from our sponsors and then the show must go on.
Let me ask you a question.
Me?
Yes. Okay. You. What do you imagine is the most sexless day of the year? The day of the year that people have the least amount of sex collectively as human beings.
January 1st.
No. Not right, but close.
Okay.
The Friday before Christmas is the most sexless day of the year.
Now I'm going to make it a point.
Well, yeah, now you got to get it on. Yeah. So you can help even out the, and you know how they get this data? They I don't know either. I guess they take this data from your Instagram listening to your phone 24 hours a day, which is highly disturbing, by the way.
Yeah.
Highly disturbing.
But we're in it now.
We're in it now. Do you also get like these ads that pop up after you talk about something?
Yeah.
Like these random ads?
Yeah.
You know, Astrid and I think we've told the story before we tested this.
Yeah.
We put our phones away. Yeah. And we were talking about a specific place in Portugal to go vacationing when we brought the phones back into the room. Not that same day, not that same moment, but the very next day, we both got served up ads for a travel agency that was selling packages to this specific town in Portugal on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that. That is crazy. But I'm not going to take it off my phone because I just enjoy scrolling through it too much. It's part of my morning press conference. But I just wonder how they get that information.
Well, also, too, I've noticed if you've done searches, like if you've done a Google search for something or a search.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you get stuff also served.
That's
to
true.
You through
so
the...
how to get laid on the day on the Friday before Christmas is not that's not searched very often. What is searched is how to masturbate myself on the day before, on the Friday before Christmas. This makes a lot of sense, and I'll tell you why it makes a lot of sense. I don't know if it was you that I was talking with about this.
The Friday before Christmas.
Friday before Christmas is the most
but
sexless
day. But what if
day.
Christmas is on like a different, you know, because it's always on the 25th. So what if it's on like that next Thursday?
It's always the Friday before Christmas.
Always the Friday.
So they say. I don't know who they are or why they are saying it, but that's what they say.
I don't think I believe this.
Okay. I don't know. I read it in a thing.
You read it somewhere.
I think I read it in the Huffington Post or something like that. You know, they're always putting out those.
You read it on your Instagram post.
I did. I read it on my Instagram post. And
after you were searching for what is the most sexless day of the year.
Well, possibly. I'll tell you why this makes a lot of sense. Scientifically. Why it makes sense scientifically is because what did we say? I think you were with me when I did this episode. The 19th of December is the day that most people break up. Like it's the breakup day
today?
Of the year. Is today? Astrid?
I'm leaving you. Goodbye. I hear you're doing pickup videos.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm leaving you. Listen, if they were good pickup videos, then maybe, but they're just bad.
But babe, 2.5 million views.
I'm staying for a little while just to see how it turns out.
The 19th of December.
I think that's the day that, yeah, we did this a couple of weeks ago. I think we were talking about the day most people break up. And if I remember correctly, it's the 19th of December.
I thought it was also too, like right before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I think it might be actually Valentine's Day or the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, like a week before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, because
Day
if you don't get a place to eat, I mean, if you don't call 6 weeks ahead of time, you're not getting a place, you're not getting a reservation anywhere. And you might as well just break up with your girlfriend then because that's it. I broke up with someone on Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day. That's cold.
You got to understand who it was.
It was though. Her?
Yes. And it was like the very first Valentine's Day we were together, and I knew the train was off the tracks.
Oh, well, so, but then this relationship continued on for another few years.
Well, yeah, but we broke up for like an hour, and then she somehow talked me back into it. I felt so bad.
I can imagine that actually Valentine's Day is
a day to break up.
Is a day to break up, not because you've been planning it, but because there's a drunken fight or something happens. You didn't get the present you wanted. I don't know. He's looking at another girl. Something.
No, I agree with you. Is that like it ends up in a wrap? You know that when I worked in the restaurant industry, Valentine's Day is the worst fucking day to work because it's so busy. Easter and Valentine's Day, two worst days to work.
I do not go out to I do. No, we don't either.
We don't do Hallmark holidays. You know what I'm saying?
My birthday is right there too. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the birthday.
When I worked in the restaurant industry, there were more arguments. I mean, I saw probably
it had to be.
In my career as a waiter,
well, it's built up. The pressure builds.
The pressure builds, and then you get. And it's also such a transparently shitty move to like make a reservation last minute, get stuffed in there with everybody else. You end up eating at 10:15 at night because the food's coming out slow. But as in my career as a waiter slash bartender, I probably saw 10 breakups, right? 10 breakups. Five of them, bad breakups. Like they were obviously breakups. They were happening. People were yelling at each other.
Was there
someone
a glass
at the
broken?
Table.
Was somebody, did you ever see somebody throw a glass of wine or drink or something in somebody's face?
I did twice.
You did?
Yes, twice. Once at a bar, and a guy came up and he was like the local, he was the drunk at the bar. He was always that guy.
I've never seen it live.
I saw it live, and I'm telling you what, he absolutely deserved it. I tried my best to get him out of the way. There's two girls, single. They were young. He was old. He was the drunk at the bar. He was there every fucking night.
You talked about that on
and
another
he hit
episode.
On. And this, I mean, we talked about this like episode number 3, right? This, it's amazing how we remember these episodes, and I can't remember anything else in my life, but I can remember what I talked about on the commercial break 460 episodes ago. So. One night, there were two young girls, young ladies, they came into the bar. They're just having like a chat, right? They're two girls just sitting there having
for
fun.
A drink.
So he comes up in the middle. Hey, girls, what's going on? Where's your daddy? Who do you call daddy? You want to call me daddy? Because I'm a dad, a hot daddy. I'm a fucking dilf. That's what I am, a dad you'd like to fuck. He was going all out. He was just being a tchotchke drunk. Arms around both girls. And when he threw the arms around, I quickly got involved. I was like, hey, whatever his name was, Charlie.
Don't
I was like,
touch
hey,
the merchandise. Yeah.
I was like, hey, Charlie, let's keep the arms off everybody. Why don't you go over there and these girls can have their good time. And I'm sure you can buy him a drink if you'd like to from that side of the bar.
Yeah.
Then he just kept on going. So now I got around the bar and I was like, I tried to like get
you came
in between
out from
them.
Behind the bar.
I came out from behind the bar to get behind him to pull him off these two girls. And then I kind of got in the middle. I was like pushing him back a little bit. And I was like, hey, Charlie, I don't think they're
And then you
this.
Hit on one of the girls and they gave you their phone number.
Well, after he threw the wine on them, after she threw the wine on him, I became the hero of the story, exactly. At least for that night.
Exactly.
And I'm sure they gave me a fake phone number just as they did. The bartender always has an opportunity to become a hero or a therapist. One of the two. In that night. And I'm glad that I was there because Charlie was really acting like a dick. As a matter of fact, I think we had to block him for a couple days. We had to tell him he can't come back for a couple days. He got a full drink, wasn't a glass of wine, a full drink thrown at him. And it went all over him. The second time that it happened was at the same steakhouse, but it was a Valentine's Day. And there was a couple, and you could just tell from the moment that they sat down at the table, they were displeased with each other altogether. Mm. And as the courses went on, the woman got more heated and more heated. And I didn't catch exactly what they were saying, trying to give them some privacy, didn't catch what they were saying. But she took her glass of water, and she dumped it right on his head on the way out the door. Ooh. She grabbed her jacket. She grabbed her purse. She stood up.
Is there ice in
she
it?
She grabbed it. Yes. Okay, yes. Good. And you know what he did? He just stood there and take it like a man. He finished his dinner. He finished his dinner.
That's like Moonstruck.
That is it movie. Moonstruck?
Moonstruck.
What's Moonstruck?
You know, with Cher and Nicolas Cage.
Oh, is that the one where he's a drunk?
No.
Oh. But that's Leaving Las Vegas, which is also a good movie. I don't think I've ever seen Moonstruck.
Oh, it's good.
Is it? Yeah. I like Cher.
Oh, I love Cher.
I don't think there's she was a beautiful and talented woman. Like back in the Sonny and Cher days. I don't know. I have a crush on that version of Cher, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it makes sense that Valentine's Day becomes this kind of toxic soup of you know, emotions. And if the relationship isn't going well in the first place, a crowded Valentine's Day dinner where you have to wait an hour and a half for a table, then an additional three to get served a shitty meal that the chef made up 2 seconds before you walked in the door, that's not impressing anybody.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Hoo-ha, hoo-na. Au revoir, vanaba. Hoo-ha, hoo-na. Glass of water on your noggin. I mean, honestly.
Who sell out in his doors?
For sure.
Speaking of P. Diddy.
Oh, man. I want to kind of avoid talking about this, but I guess we'll break it out. All of these dudes.
I mean.
All of these dudes. And I got to say this. I am, you know, despite what some people might think, I'm not some crazy, let me put it this way. All these dudes who just got away with it for so long, and then Governor Hochul up in New York opened up this period of time when you could file a lawsuit, civil lawsuit, because the statute of limitation runs out on sexual assault at a certain time. I think it's 10 years, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I think it's like 7.
Okay, so she opened up an additional 10-year period where people could go back and they could civilly sue somebody outside of the statute of limitations, but it only lasts for so long. So like days before this period is to come to an end, this window of opportunity, a bunch of, what was it, three women came out of the woodwork? And,
well, there was the one
who
came out, and she was, you know, his kind of...
Muse?
Well, musical protege, too. And they were together for like 10 years or whatever.
Yeah, they were pictured everywhere.
And so, she came out with her whole story. And then, beep, boop. I was talking to Jeff about it. And Jeff was like, he backed up the money truck.
Yeah,
like,
he sure as fuck did. Yes, he
and
did.
And she did.
And she did.
But then there's been like three other women that have come out.
He's got to pay them off, too. If that's what they're looking for. If money is the answer to the problem that they're having, and it in fact happened, there's only... I mean, listen, I understand.
Well, they probably saw that the other woman got a bunch of money, and they're like, well, wait, that happened to me, too.
That happened to me, too. I want in on this. Right. And P. Diddy is a billionaire? He's got to be a billionaire.
Got to be.
Because he's got all the Ciroc vodka and all this other shit. Yeah. When you just get away with it for so long, you have to go to extreme lengths to make your supposedly good name stick around. You do back up the Brinks truck. If he had in fact thought that he was being railroaded by somebody he formerly cared about and nothing happened, like he was just a gentleman through and through, he wouldn't have backed up the Brinks truck. He would have said, you don't have the receipts, and I'm not like that, and anybody can tell you I'm not like that. But notice that not a lot of people came to his defense, and he backed up the Brinks truck within days. He was
it was like the next day.
And his lawyer was at first was like, she's just trying to extort $20 million out of P. Diddy. Well, if you basically have her in a cage for 10 years, $20 million is a small sum of money to pay for taking away someone's life for 10 years or any joy that they have because you're just an asshole. I don't know because it's never going to go to court. So I don't know. I don't know if it's true, if it's not true. I'm just here assuming that you back up the Brinks truck.
Yeah.
Because something happened.
And multiple people saying it now.
Yes.
And that's a shame.
It's a fucking shame.
I love P. Diddy's music. This is where it comes to the point, too, of like separating art from the person that they are.
Yeah.
And it's hard.
Hoo-ha. Who not?
I mean.
Get away from me with your cock.
It's hard.
It is hard.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think P. Diddy's going to, if this just ends right there, P. Diddy's going to be just fine because he's got billions of dollars. So, but I did notice that the very next day after he made that after he made that payment, after everything just got shut down and no one's mm-hmm. talking about it anymore, they took those pictures of him from Star Island. He lives on Star Island in Miami. Mm-hmm. And so you can just basically, if you have access, you can drive a boat around, take pictures like the tabloids do or whoever does. And they took some pictures of him out on like his, you know, seawall or whatever it is,
yeah.
whatever rich people have in the back of their ocean bound houses. He was sitting back there and he looked fucking miserable. Yeah, I mean, miserable.
I mean, if it's all true, he should be miserable.
Yeah, then he like had to jump off a bunch of boards of, you know,
and I think the vodka, I think all that stuff ended too.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, man. Just be a gentleman.
Yes.
What's so hard about that? You have to keep people in captivity.
God.
And then those people are now, and then they now are going after people who think that Tupac had something to do with Tupac's murder, and somehow his name, P. Diddy's name, is involved in that. I was reading. The complicated web right there.
It is a complicated web.
Yeah. You're never going to hear any of that out of the commercial break. I'm too much of a weakling.
We've aired all of our dirty laundry.
I'm too much of a weakling to do anything damaging to anybody.
Also, we don't have any money to back up a truck to shut people
up. Good luck. I don't know. Maybe my mama just taught me right. I'm not really sure. I don't know.
I think she did. I wouldn't be best friends with you for so long if you were bad.
Fair enough. Yeah, let's just be gentlemen, guys. Yes. It's not hard to do.
You always are. You are always a gentleman.
Thank you. And I don't want my daughters to, you know.
Exactly.
You start,
even before you had daughters, you were always a gentleman.
But now I'm like extra. Now where I might have looked at like a 20-year-old on the 21-year-old on the beach with a bikini and gone super fucking hot. Mm. Now I'm like, holy shit, I hope my daughter never wants that bathing suit.
And she will.
Yeah, true. It's funny how your mind changes. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. All the audio, all the video right there from one location. You can also hit the contact us button if you want your piggy front and sticker. Hit the contact us button on that page. There's a drop down menu that says, I want my sticker. Give us your physical address. Tell us if you want us to sign it or say something nice. We'll be happy to do that if we can accommodate. And then Astrid will send it out in 2024. Let's just put it that way. I jumped the gun. I said they were ready. They weren't ready. I'm sorry. My mistake.
But they've been designed and they're in production.
They're in the printers right now as we speak. But as you can imagine, it's a busy time for the printers.
Imagine
there's no countries. All right, 626 ASTCB, the number 3. 626 ASTCB, the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We're taking them all there. You can also leave your ASTCB or Ask Brian's Mom questions. We've got a couple of those. Mom will be back in season number 5. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and please, YouTube.com/TheCommercialBreak, as Dr. Phil would say to you. Okay, Chrissy, that's all I can do for now.
I think so.
Okay, we'll do Frankie B when we get back. I love you.
Yes, I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.
Get some cocaine!